Okay, so my name is Kirsten, and I watched a video on investigating trees where they described their 3-month investigation of trees and also shared about how children engage in a variety of activities. So the role of the teachers is actually they picked up children's interests and incorporated the different domains such as numeracy, arts and aesthetic, literacy and science into the activities. They also even included the younger children, even if they don't have the concept yet, but they will still be able to get something out of it. So they also use questions such as, what's the big thing in the middle? What is going to come out of the top of my trunk? What shape is this? And are these the same or different? So process skills they use are observation, communication, classification, and prediction. So at first, they first started in their classroom by talking about the different parts of the trees they chose, followed by going out of their classroom, like to the playground with their journals to investigate and get to know more about the trees by touching, observing and sketching them. These are all also done over a few days during curriculum, just outside their school or even in their own classroom. So materials and resources are... example, materials provided for all activities are basic materials such as painting materials, paper and pencils. But then they also had a pen pal whose child's parents is actually a tree expert. So they wrote down all their questions about trees through letter writing, and the parents actually do write back to them. They also incorporated nature materials such as scrapbook that links to their stories, and then they also use natural materials to make their own structure, such as recyclable materials like toilet rolls, and also other materials such as binoculars for other investigation. So use of different representations is actually children got to do painting, drawing, making paper mache, storybook structures, and even labeled them. They even had a brainstorm board where they discussed everything about trees together and wrote it on the easel. And follow up, they also had a follow up activity of making tree trunks to decorate around the classroom. So one key learning point I learned after watching the video is actually that we can actually go in depth in simple things such as trees to create learning experiences and even to raise children's awareness of the things around them. Lastly, one question I have about inquiry-based learning is that what if children are not willing to participate actively or ask questions during such activities because they are more shy than the rest?